All eyes on job numbers.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. A little bit later this morning, we'll get jobs numbers for May. Economists are guessing the U.S. added 158,000 jobs last month. That would be an improvement over April's lackluster performance. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, this month's jobs data could help determine whether the Federal Reserve pumps more money into the U.S. economy.
So let's say the jobs report doesn't look good. Morris Davis is an economist at the University of Wisconsin Business School. He says the old thinking at the Fed was that the U.S. was on a slow path to recovery.
Now, with the slowdown in China, with stocks falling 6%, with the Eurozone about to implode, the likelihood that the U.S. recovery is going to be thrown off track, perhaps significantly, might make the Fed much more likely to act.
So what can the Fed actually do? Some economists say a third round of so-called quantitative easing is likely. The Fed would buy long-term bonds to try to push interest rates lower. The hope is, if the cost of borrowing goes down, businesses will be more likely to invest and create jobs. The Fed bought more than $2 trillion in bonds in the first two rounds of easing. Critics say the risk is that it won't work and could trigger higher inflation. Now, if the news is good, let's say the economy created at least 150,000 jobs last month, Davis doesn't think the Fed will act. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Economists expect the unemployment rate in May to stay right around 8.1%. That number gets a lot of attention, but it can be a little abstract. So we sent Mitchell Hartman to a job center in Portland, Oregon, to talk with people who are just hitting the unemployment lines.
People become unemployed every day for all kinds of reasons, some having nothing to do with the recession or business conditions. Take Kara Kay. She's a hospice caregiver.
I worked for a wonderful woman for about 2 years, and she passed away a week ago, so I'm unemployed.
But she's not worried, not yet. Her kids are grown. She gets about $250 a week on unemployment.
And I do have a savings account. There's a phenomenal concept for you.
And what are you looking for?
Now, that's a good question. I'm going to be 55 next month. I've done this for 23 years. I'm very good at what I do, and I'm also very tired of it. It's difficult physically, it's difficult mentally and emotionally, it's exhausting spiritually, and because I'm unemployed, I have the option of being retrained.
Kay's eager to get on with that. The days of federal unemployment benefits stretching out nearly 2 years are over. Her checks from the state will probably run out in 6 months. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Worries about Spanish debt and a softening economy in China are pulling the markets down this Friday. London's FTSE is down 0.5%. Germany's DAX is down nearly 2%. Paris's CAC 40 is down 1.3%. The euro is at almost a two-year low, $1.23 for a euro this morning. Manufacturing in China dropped off in May, a sign that the Chinese economy is slowing down faster than expected. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 0.3%. Tokyo's Nikkei Index fell 1.2%. U.S. markets fell yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.2% to close at 12,393.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
Today, Walmart celebrates its 50th anniversary. At the same time, Walmart shareholders are gathering in Bentonville, Arkansas for the company's annual meeting. Walmart's board of directors is likely to take heat for big pay packages for company executives and a Mexican bribery scandal. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
Walmart's employees gathered at a Shakey's Pizza Parlor near Los Angeles last week. Venanzi Luna asked her co-workers to vote for a proposal that would change the way CEO Mike Duke gets paid.
We need to show Mike Duke who's boss. And it's not fair that he makes $3,000 an hour and we get paid minimum wage.
She's one of the employee shareholders behind a proposal to curb executive pay. Luna and her colleague Carlton Smith came here to get out the vote.
Proposition number 6 is cut and dry. You guys need to take a look at the way these executives are receiving their bonuses.
Smith owns 4 shares of Walmart. Not a lot, but enough for him to attend today's meeting and press his case. John C. Liu, on the other hand, oversees 5.5 million shares of Walmart. Liu is New York City's comptroller and trustee for the city's pension funds. He wants to shake up Walmart's board of directors.
We will vote no against the re-election of 5 of these directors.
Walmart is under investigation for an alleged Mexican bribery scheme and cover-up. Comptroller Liu says his office asked Walmart to step up corporate oversight years ago.
When there are clear indications that the highest levels of Walmart management had been involved in quashing internal investigations, that becomes a threat with regard to the value of our shares.
Walmart declined to comment for this story, but analysts point out that the company's finances are healthy and its stock price is near a 10-year high. And even though several institutional investors plan to vote against Walmart's board today, the executives are unlikely to lose their jobs. Comptroller Liu explains.
There are no delusions that we'll have a majority vote. It's essentially mathematically impossible.
That's because the Walton family controls almost half of the company's shares. So the vote against board members is mostly symbolic. But even if no action is taken, Walmart will get the message. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, as if middle school dances aren't emotionally scarring enough, the new West Charter School in West Los Angeles is taking it to the next level. The school created a VIP room at a dance this year, complete with laminated passes, a dessert bar, and a gift bag to take home. The VIP pass cost $5. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.